Clement Hurd was born in New York City in 1908. He graduated from Yale in 1930, then left for Paris. He studied painting there in the studio of Fernand Léger. The Depression brought him back to New York, and he began to work as a freelance artist. The children's author, Margaret Weiss Brown, first saw his work at a house in Greenwich, Connecticut, where he'd painted a humorous mural for a bathhouse. Margaret believed his style was well-suited to children's books, and the rest is history. Hurd and Brown's collaboration lasted for many years and included what my kids and I consider to be the most beloved children's book of all times, Goodnight Moon, followed closely by The Runaway Bunny. Over a long and illustrious career, Clement illustrated more than 100 books, many of them done with his wife, Edith Thatcher Hurd. A standout of his career was his work with Gertrude Stein, who wrote the children's book The World is Round. Today, to commemorate the 75th anniversary of that book's publication, we'll speak with Hurd's son, Thatcher. Welcome, Thatcher, and thanks so much for joining us on the Book Report today.
My pleasure.
How did your father become involved in the project, The World is Round?
Well, he had studied painting in Paris for a couple of years, and when he came home to New York, he got involved in sort of a kind of revolution in children's books, which was partly led by Margaret Weiss Brown, who of course later did Goodnight Moon. Margaret was an author at the time writing children's books, but she also was an editor at a tiny publishing company called Young Scott Books. And one day she had the idea in an editorial meeting, she said, why don't we write to some well-known authors and get them to write a children's book. And so he was one of the artists that they chose to, Ms. Stein said, everybody except Gertrude Stein, they asked Ernest Hemingway and they asked John Steinbeck and they asked Gertrude Stein to do a children's book, and the only one who said yes was Gertrude Stein, and she said, yes, I'd love to do a children's book. In fact, I've already written most of it. So when they got this book from her, they were fascinated with it. It was a really unusual book, and she had an artist who she wanted to illustrate named Francis Rose, but nobody was real too crazy about him. So they said to her, well, you can choose the artist. We'll send you some artwork from various artists, and you can choose. And my father was one of those artists. And that was kind of how he got involved in it.
Hmm. And can you tell us a little bit of the story of The World is Round?
Well, it's a story of a girl named Rose and her journey up a mountain. It's a very kind of abstract book. It is kind of a, let's see how to say, not exactly a gripping plot, but it has gorgeous language, and it's beautifully written. It's a story of Rose and her cousin Willie, and it's mainly for the language of it. I could read some of it.
All right, please do.
Okay, this is the beginning. Once upon a time, the world was round, and you could go on it around and around. Everywhere there was somewhere, and everywhere there, they were men, women, children, dogs, cows, wild pigs, little rabbits, cats, lizards, and animals. That is the way it was. And everybody, dogs, cats, sheep, rabbits, lizards, and children, all wanted to tell everybody all about it. And they wanted to tell all about themselves. And then there was Rose. Rose was her name, and would she have been Rose if her name had not been Rose? She used to think, and then she used to think again. Would she have been Rose if her name had not been Rose? And would she have been Rose if she had been a twin? Rose was her name all the same, and her father's name was Bob, and her mother's name was Kate, and her uncle's name was William, and her aunt's name was Gloria, and her grandmother's name was Lucy. They all had names, and her name was Rose. But would she have been, she used to cry about it, would she have been Rose if her name had not been Rose? I tell you, at this time, the world was all round, and you could go on it around and around.
Hmm. You know, reviewers say that the book was meant to be read aloud, and I have to admit, I agree after hearing you read it.
Yes. It when you look at it on the page, it has very little punctuation. It looks very flat. But when you read it aloud, like if a group of people got together or two people read it to each other, it starts to suddenly come alive, and you realize there's a lot of humor in it, there's a lot of emotion in it, there's a lot of beautiful rhythm in it.
Right. Now, Gertrude insisted on pink for the book's page color. Why was that?
Well, I think she would have called it rose.
All right.
Because she, of course, she was famous already. She was, you know, a well-known author, and she had come up with this, a rose is a rose is a rose is a rose. And this book, in this book, the little girl is named Rose, and it's based on a real girl that Gertrude knew in France named Rose, and so she wanted the paper to be rose-colored, and blue was Rose's favorite color, so she wanted the type to be blue.
Hmm.
And she also wanted to have the illustrator I was talking about earlier, who she wanted to have, was named Francis Rose.
Did your father ever meet Gertrude Stein?
No, sadly he didn't. They had a very warm correspondence, and she was very supportive of his art and really liked his art very much. And she was planning to come in 1940 and do a lecture tour around the United States. And they were planning to get together, but then, of course, the war came along, and that never happened.
Right.
And she died in 1946.
Huh. Well, let's talk a moment about Goodnight Moon. How long after it was published did it become evident to your father that it would become and remain a classic?
It was quite a while. I remember that Goodnight Moon almost went out of print a few years after it was published in 1947, in the early 50s. And then late in the 1950s, it just started to sell more copies every year. And, you know, just a few thousand every year. And then slowly, through the 60s and the 70s, just organically, it started to sell more and more. And I remember him in the 1970s, when he came to visit at our house, he would, every 6 months, you get royalty statements from the publisher, and he would write down the figures on this little piece of paper, and he would come and he would say, look at this snatch. Can you believe? Look at how much Goodnight Moon is selling. So he, towards the end of his life, he really got a sense that this book was something special and that it was really growing and was going to be sort of a permanent, you know, classic of children's books. Margaret apparently dreamed Goodnight Moon. It was an idea that came to her in a dream, and she wrote it down in the morning. And later, a little while later, she connected my father with it, and she wanted him to illustrate it. And they went to their editor, who was the famous editor Ursula Nordstrom at Harper in New York, and they said, we have a Goodnight book, and it's, but the illustrations, it's all going to be the same picture, just getting a little darker on each page. And the editor, Ursula Nordstrom, was kind of taken aback by this. But then as soon as she saw the book and realized what a powerful kind of imagery and rhythm it was to it, she was totally enthusiastic.
Hmm. Okay.
The book didn't sell well for a long time. It took a long time to become Goodnight Moon.
Are you an artist?
Yeah, I write and illustrate kids' books myself. I do sort of a completely different kind of book. I write and illustrate picture books. Probably the best known one is called Art Dog. And I did a book called Mama Don't Allow and a book called Mystery on the Docks.
Now, do you have a website where listeners can see your work?
Yes, it's thatcherherd.com.
All right.
T-H-A-C-H-E-R-H-U-R-D, no middle T.
All right. Well, Thatcher, any final thoughts?
No, I just hope people will go out and check out these gorgeous pink pages and this beautiful writing in The World is Round.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I know I enjoyed the book, but I really enjoyed it when you read it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All
My
right.
pleasure.
All right. Bye.